Blog Talk Radio.
Today's show. Happy spring and happy Palm Sunday, and for what is left of March, I hope you had a phenomenal Women's History Month. I want to welcome guest 7791 to the show, and just for you, welcome to the show. Wherever you are, I would like for you to just message, text your friends, email them, do whatever you have to do to encourage them to tune into today's show, where our dialogue will be smart choices. Because you know we always don't do that, especially when it pertains to ourselves. So we will be talking today with someone who knows exactly how to do that personally and professionally. And my honored guest is none other than Miss Sharon Chatfield. And I know her as the medicine woman. And we are going to be getting into a very, very engaging dialogue and find out some of the things that we can do to enhance our lives. The number that you can use to be part of this dialogue today is 646-915-8166. And as always, feel welcome to dial during the conversation. There's no need to wait for the end of the conversation for your questions. We will entertain them as we go along. And I am still looking for a few good women and men to volunteer here on the radio show. I'm looking for a couple of producers. And of course, it does not matter where you are, because our radio show is globally. And wherever you are, you can volunteer. So inbox me here on the radio show. Let me know of your interest and I will follow up with you. I want to also invite you to come back out on Friday night, Friday the 29th, at 7 p.m. I need for you to come out and celebrate with us. It's our 4 years anniversary here on Blog Talk Radio. It was 4 years ago when I hit the airwaves here, and thanks to you, we have over 90-plus thousand people who visited our site. And we have regular 70-plus thousand listeners. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I show gratitude to each and every one of you who have made the decision to listen to our show. We are also looking for people who are interested in advertising their business. Now we have the numbers, so we have the platform to offer you advertising opportunities for your businesses. Again, inbox me or send me an email at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. If you live in the Bridgeport area, we are looking for some volunteers over there for my TV show. I have an opportunity to start another TV show in Bridgeport, and I'm looking for some volunteers in that local area. Let me welcome Tony Richards to the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. So again, if you want to have your business before people all over the world, give us an opportunity to promote you here on the A New Day show. And now, without any further delay, I want to welcome my honored guest, Miss Sharon Chatfield. Sharon, are you there?
I am, Daphne. Good evening to you and everyone out there. Thank you so much for having me tonight.
Grateful, grateful, grateful to have you here. And thank you so, so very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here with us. Why don't you take a few minutes? I know we have your bio up there and for people to read if you have not taken the time to look at it yet. I encourage you, not right now, but after the show, to go back and read the in-depth bio that's there about Sharon. But I want to give you an opportunity right now to just introduce yourself to the people. Tell people about your humble beginnings. You know, who is Sharon Chatfield? Just tell them a little bit about you, and then we will go into the professional side of how all of that evolved.
Well, thank you, Daphne. Well, like everyone else, I guess I'm just another person on the planet. And years and years ago, I grew up, I started out in, I guess, a middle-class family. And I was lucky enough to have a mother who was an organic gardener, who taught me about the woods, foraging wild, learning to cook natural. And really, it was a fantastic start to my young life to be involved with nature and the planet and just learning that I'm not looking at it, but I'm a part of it. When I hit my early 20s, I was diagnosed with cancer, much to my shock and chagrin. And that's kind of what started me on my path to working in the healing arts. I, of course, went through the medical route, and I remember sitting and waiting for several days to get back tests to hear, you know, because they had thought it had gone systemic. And I'll tell you, it was not only frightening, but also a gift. It was a turning point in my life. When you're waiting to get that kind of news, I can't begin to tell you the things that will go through your head. I remember getting up one morning, looking out the kitchen window, and I kid you not, looking at the leaves and being just like an amazing grace, being amazed at the life around me and wondering what I have the chance to continue. So thank goodness things were not systemic, and I did have a couple of surgeries. When I was done with the surgeries, the doctor, and this is literal, shook my hand, said you have a 5% chance of living to a ripe old age. I hope you have a nice day. And he shook my hand and turned on his heel. Now, not to say that I'm against allopathic medicine. I think that they've come great strides and there's reasons for it. However, I was in shock. Mm-hmm. At first, I was just like shocked. Oh, my God, what do I do now? And then dismayed. And then I thought, well, I'm going to take action. So at that point in my life, I decided to look at, okay, well, what are the alternatives I can do to live to a ripe old age? How can I live a healthier, better life physically, spiritually, mentally? And that's when I started on my pathway to learning about the wonderful world of herbal medicine. Since then, in the many years, thank goodness, the many, many decades that have gone on since then, I've also really jumped into nutritional aspects as well as the wonderful, fabulous world of medical aromatherapy. So in a nutshell, that's me.
Yes, thank you so much. I want to ask you one question. How many years ago has that been since the doctor told you that?
Oh, let's see. It has been 26 years.
26 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope the listeners are hearing, and I hope they are not just hearing it, but I hope they are all listening with intention. Because too often we buy into what the respectful physician tells us, and we sign the end of the lease on our lives. But I want you to listen, as I say, with intention to this conversation this evening, because it shows what the determination and goodwill and the power of our minds and intentions can do for us. So listen, you just heard a brief introduction of who my honored guest is. And if you know of any friends out there who need to hear this conversation, text them, tweet them, grab another phone and call them, but they need to be here. Again, the number to use is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. That is the number to call in. Sharon, you went back, you spoke about, I want to piggyback on something you mentioned about your mother teaching you from an early age what it is to eat naturally, organically, and all of that. As a child and a teenager, how did you embrace that?
Well, of course, as a child, you have an open mind and an open spirit yet, and I think from a spiritual perspective, you really see the truth. So back in my early days, it was natural and normal to me. I mean, a handful of mushrooms was my snack instead of a Twinkie. So,
wonderful.
You know, in the early years, it was great. Then, of course, you go to school and everybody else has got the Twinkies. So I think that, you know, over time, of course, like any kid, you know, I wanted to eat the Twinkies and the junk food as well. But because she started at such a young age, which I also did with my son, I started me at such a young age at looking at the fact that nature is the right way. It is the natural and the normal way. We aren't looking at nature. We're actually a part of it. So she brought nutrition in as a part of a lifestyle for me. As a teenager, it was hard at times, but I also have a personality where I was like, okay, you guys don't have to eat this, but here's why I'm eating it. Mm-hmm. And I always had great health. I was always at a wonderful weight. I slept well. I mean, I never got sick. So, you know, it was something that certainly paid off for me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, Sharon, as you look back over the years, would you say had it not been for that lifestyle that kind of laid the base of the foundation of who you are, do you think you would have battled that chronic disease that early? Would you have triumphed over it if it was not for that lifestyle, would you say?
You know, that's a hard question, Daphne, because I really believe that as, you know, I really believe that we are spirits having a human experience, not humans having a spiritual experience. So I think that when we come into our lifetime, we probably have a plan, and who knows at what point along the way we start to, quote-unquote, get it.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think it was certainly a plus. I don't know if I would have. I can't say if I would have, if it would have made a difference if I would have been exposed to it later. I think it's probably a plus for me, and I think yes, if I'm really going to be honest about it, it probably did make a difference, because so many folks, as you had mentioned earlier, when they hear about something scary like cancer or MS or whatever it is that they're dealing with, they shut down, they tune out, and they believe the word of medicine. And as I said, it may have its perks, but we are of a godly nature. So for me, I was brought up that way, and it made sense for me to turn first to nature and God.
Mm-hmm.
What I did, both prayer and looking at nature for what could I do on my own to support this miraculous carriage, this body that I was given. So
yeah,
in my early 20s, I decided, you know, then and there, well, I know what I know about foods and about the peace and the beauty of nature, which also really helped me to heal. I would spend a lot of time, I'm lucky enough to live in the country, so I'd spend a lot of time on walks and in nature. And, you know, I think it really did help. It allowed me to have the power to stand up and say, no, I'm going to look at things my way. I'm
mm-hmm.
going to decide what's right for me. I have
mm-hmm.
that right as a human being. I
mm-hmm.
don't need to be have a ring put in my nose and be led in a certain direction unless I choose it. So it probably did help me in that respect.
Thank you. And there's a question here from the chat room. I'm going to read it verbatim.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask her how she has maintained all the years the same youthful appearance, and I'm going to take it that this person probably knows you personally. I lost was in her presence. This person was in your presence probably 20 years ago. She looks awesome. So what the person is saying, 20 years ago when they were in your presence, you look the same awesome way. How do you maintain that, they want to know?
Well, whoever that is, thank you very much. You're very kind. I think that, you know what, people sometimes say to me, oh, you look nice for your age. And I never quite understand that because to me, whatever age we're at, that's what we look like. but I think just the fact when people meet me, perhaps it's because I have a little spark in my eye and my skin is clear and things like that. And I have to say it's because prayer, and I think it is because, you know, I still love to eat my block of raw tofu and my mushrooms for snacks. And when I don't like what's going on in my life, especially over the years as I've aged, I've always stood back and said, wait a minute, I don't like this right now. I'm going to slow down, calm down, and change it so that I can live the best life I can. I think it's adapting a mindset and a power to oneself is more important even than the latest fad or what you're ingesting or that kind of thing.
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, because I tell people all the time that, yes, I'm grateful. Okay, the person is very grateful for your answer.
Okay.
And they are hearing you. They hear you as loud and clear as I do from the chat room and those on the phone. Remember, guys, I want to hear from you. If you have any personal experiences that you think will add some value to the dialogue, we want to hear from you. So please call in 646-915-8166. People really don't understand that what goes on the inside of you is very important. People pay a lot of attention on what they put on the outside and they ignore the inside. And I think they ought to start from the inside out. Because if you do good on the inside, it's going to radiate on the outside. People look on you and they say, oh, you look like you're drinking the fountain of youth. But it's only one body we have. And for those people who certain organs are failing and they are placed on a list, they have to still wait to get that body part. And sometimes they exit out of here without getting it. I'm coming to you for a feedback on that. I want to welcome guest 10052, guest 10433 to the show. Be sure to ask your questions. I'd love for you to call in, but if you're too lazy to call in, you can go ahead and type your question in the box and I will relate it to my honored guest. Yes, Sharon, do you have anything to say before I ask you the next question?
You know, just one thing I want to point out to folks. I had several hundred stitches in my leg. That's where my cancer was, and then I had to have a second one. And I have a big, long, what some people would consider nasty scar on my leg. I'm so proud of that scar. I love it. I wear shorts and short skirts, and to me, that's my life scar. Never, ever, ever feel like you are less than if you have to go through a surgery. Never.
Right. That's right.
To me, it's just, I just wanted to point that out. To me, it was what woke me up.
Very important, because one has to love oneself. It is vital important. We keep looking outside for love, but we need to start right here until we can love who we are and know whose we are. We are stuck. And that's why people keep running to others to give them satisfaction. Okay. So let's talk about some of your daily ritual, because you have been on this path a long time, the path of nature and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to give us a summary of your daily ritual, please?
Well, I think number one, sleep is so important. Now I'm suffering from sleep problems from my accident, which we can get to if you want to.
Yep.
But I think sleep is one of the most important things on earth. It's so important to detach from the computers and the phones and the televisions and all that electromagnetic radiation. 20,000 pulses a minute come out of a television set. It literally is designed to entrain you, so that you don't want to walk away from it. This kind of stuff, and then to have that in a bedroom, no way. So I think sleep's very important. The next really important thing, I think, for every human being on earth is good, clean water. May I mention a book, Daphne?
Not yet. No, I'd rather if you don't.
Okay, because there's a fabulous scientist in Japan that I follow, his work on water, and it just amazes me how alive water is. And since 75% of our body is water, it's so important to drink pure deep well or spring water.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, I mean, I get up and I have lemon juice and hot water in the morning, because that's a wonderful way to kind of wake up the liver and detoxify any sludge in there from maybe a bad meal or just from the days. And I believe in eating, and again, this is different for everybody, but I'm a grazer. I like to eat light, so I'll have a couple eggs in the morning, or, I mean, I love things like a whole grain with broccoli. You know, I tend to eat that way more. I stay away from American breakfasts. And then I'll eat three or four other times during the day, keeping my fruits in the morning, I eat a lot of vegetables, so vegetables in the afternoon. And because I'm trained in nutrition as well, after a while it becomes second nature, and it can be for everyone. You start to not go, well, it's lunchtime, I think I better eat this or that. But my psyche just knows now, I'll go for the fruits or vegetables that I need to heal stress or having been ill, or I need more energy. So I tend to, in the back of my mind, fill my daytime with foods and beverages that will support my body.
All right. Okay, I just need to read this. One of my supporters in the chat room wants me to tell the other people that if you are number of visitors. If you are signing in via your Facebook, you can log into the chat using your Facebook login, and then your name will show up. Oh, wonderful. That means I won't have to be referring to you as a guest. I can refer to you by your name. Thank you, Tony, for that insight. I think you ought to be my producer, Tony. I'm looking for good help here on the show. Yes, I tell you, I am such an advocate for warm water in the morning with fresh lemon juice, and sometimes when I'm out of lemon juice, I use the apple cider vinegar. I say no about the book, Sharon, but later on when we talk about your website, people can ask you there. It's my practice not to promote people's product on my show unless they are a sponsor.
Okay.
So you can put it on your website, and when they go there, we'll tell them how to get there later, and then they can see the book there. So that was good insight. Thank you, Tony, for that. Yes, you spoke about Thank you for sharing your daily rituals, because all of us have rituals, and a lot of people look at it as hocus pocus when you mention about rituals. But those of you who gets up and run to the coffee pot, or you went to all the other nice places that you pull up your cars and go through their drive-through, they are not sponsoring my show, so I'm not giving them any free plug. That's your ritual as well. So each of us have our rituals. So you need to examine yours and see, is it really enhancing or is it depleting your life? Okay? You mentioned, it's time for a commercial break. If you are just joining, my honored guest is Miss Sharon Chatfield, the medicine woman. And let's get a word from our sponsor.
If you're a woman of faith, you've got to attend Designing Your Personal Awesome Future with Dr. Deanna Murphy on April 6th at the Hilton Garden Inn in Fort Washington, PA. If you're ready to renovate, redesign, and renew your soul, join Dr. Deanna, America's expert on life design, as she helps you to let go of your past, identify solutions for fear of failure, experience inner healing, and much more. Register now at myawesomefuture.eventbrite.com.
All right, so be sure, if you have not yet grabbed your registration, it's just less than a week, so grab your registration. I also want to encourage you to take a visit to Amazon and type my name in and support me there with my series of books called My Favorite Quotes. Book 1 through 3 is a compilation of motivational and inspirational and transformational quotes. Book 1 is transformational quotes with my interpretation and how I have used them over the years in my life. Book 2 are just transformational quotes without any interpretations. And book 3 is inspirational quotes. And all of those are what has been helping me on this journey that I have been traveling. Oftentimes, the journey has been rough, and each of us needs something to help us along. So that's what I have put together, that it will help you too. Morningstar 513, welcome to the show. And if you are not yet following me on Facebook, I want you to hook up with me at facebook.com/dynamicdaphne. On Twitter, I'm also Dynamic Daphne. On LinkedIn, I am Daphne Clark Hudson. And for those of you who are not yet aware, I just founded a nonprofit organization, the Empowering People Foundation, Inc., and that has been created to fund the breakfast feeding program at my elementary school in Jamaica, West Indies. I need your help and I need your support. You can inbox me. You can donate via PayPal. We also have an event set up on GoFundMe.com, the Carmel Moravian School Breakfast Feeding Program. I want your support. Every $5 help. So if you have $1, find 4 more people that have $1, and together, all 5 of you donate. That will help us tremendously. My goal is not only to give them breakfast, but also to build a cafeteria where they can sit in and fellowship and have their breakfast and their lunches. Right now, they pick up their lunch at the little window and they take it back to the classroom to eat. And if it's raining, then the kids are getting wet to do all of that. So please, I ask of you for your support. So far, I think we are around about the $400 mark. So I ask that you help me inbox me and get the information how to do that. Again, remember, Drag Fench, thank you for joining the show. And be sure to write your questions in the bottom. And for those of you who are interested in calling, please let us hear from you, 646-915-8166. And now, back to my honored guest who has been patiently waiting in the virtual room. Yes, Sharon, you mentioned about your accident. You want to talk about that now?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I was, so after the whole cancer thing, I also wound up getting a divorce. Who wants a broken wife, right? So I was raising my son on my own since he was three. And, you know, it can be tough working a couple jobs, but I decided to put myself back through school a couple of times since then as well. But the stress levels were just unbelievable. So, again, using herbals and nutrition, I helped to allay that. And then, what is it now? 5 years ago, I think, this summer, I was sitting at a stoplight, finally feeling well. I've since met a very wonderful man who I share quite a bit of my life with, and I'm just blessed to have him in my life. And thinking, boy, oh boy, you know, I'm in my early 50s. I feel wonderful, not an ache or pain in my body. I'm just, you know, life is good again now. So I'm sitting at this traffic light in a four-way intersection, and I look up, and here's this truck in front of me, one of those monster trucks that's like, you know, way off the ground with the giant tires and all that. And I see him put on his backup lights and his brakes. And the next thing I know, to make a long story short, he puts it in reverse and hits the gas.
Wow.
He slammed into me hard enough to do, now I'm the car right behind him, he slammed into me hard enough to do $7,000 worth of damage and put his truck on the front of my car.
Woo!
To make a long story short, I received what my doctor called a soft tissue broken neck, all kinds of spinal injuries, pelvic injuries. And it was a 3-year recuperation after that that I cannot even begin to tell you how awful it was.
Wow.
My saving grace was my chiropractor, whom I will put on my website later.
Mm-hmm.
He's an Atlas orthogonologist, which is somebody who specializes in manipulating only the spine gently.
Mm-hmm.
And that man saved me from the knife.
Mm-hmm.
So between that and, again, you know, when you're in a lot of pain, you can do a couple things. You can go for the oxycodone and the Oxycontin and all of those kind of painkillers, which will destroy your hearing and affect your liver and do all kinds of things to your body, or you can look for another way. So I used him, and I used my acupuncturist in the area as well. And then I started using certain foods like calcium and magnesium, which relax nerves, they relieve tension, they aid digestion, they tone the tissues. Zinc, it's used in healing the internal and external wounds. Iron, of course, is fabulous for just, you know, red blood cells and making the body healthier. Lots of clean water. And I use a kind of vitamin that's made from food because, I mean, it's okay to use the typical vitamins if they're a better quality, but most people don't realize you have to have food with them. A chemical vitamin will not work unless you have food with it. So, you know, I'll get into more of that on my website. But
And
then for pain, there
Sharon.
Are wonderful, wonderful natural pain relievers in our world. And they work by basically as an analgesic and to help the muscles relax, that kind of thing. So I use devil's claw and capsaicin and arnica and boswellia. Green tea, my God, green tea has 9 muscle relaxing compounds in it, most other plants.
Mm-hmm.
So I went the route of using a lot of natural herbal remedies to help alleviate the pain. And
mm-hmm.
of course, again, like I said, when you're using what comes from nature, the Bible even says it, you have
mm-hmm.
everything on the earth you need to live. And that
mm-hmm.
means foods as well as medicines. So
mm-hmm.
I did that. I'm also a certified medical aromatherapist. So, you know, I got into using them for emotions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're hurt bad enough that walking from one room to the next is a 20-minute project
mm-hmm.
and the pain level from 1 to 10 is at a 9 for the first year and a half, it can really wear on you emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
found that, you know, again, in the allopathic world, what they want to do is deaden us. Well, let's take this pill and it will help with the depression. For me, that doesn't work. For others, it may, and that's fine. But for me, having my emotions to be, have that taken away, I mean, I needed to say, I hurt. I needed to say, help me. I needed to say, this is not okay. I needed to cry. I don't believe in keeping energy in. Everything is energy.
No surprise. Sharon, I want to go back to where you cut short. I want to go back to the vitamins made from food because there's a reason it says on there to take it with food.
Yeah.
And I want you to give us the information. I don't want you to be telling products because, as I say, I don't want to be paying for people to advertise for free. But we are having a conversation about smart choices. That's what the dialogue is about. So I want you to go back and explain to people about the vitamins with food. Because I need for us to understand the importance of reading labels before we buy. It's very important. So I want you to speak about that. And then I also want you to tell us, after you give us more information on the vitamins, I want you to tell us about probiotic and the role it plays in our healthy life.
I'd be happy to. So listen up, folks. I have worked on both sides of the fence. I owned the Medicine Woman LLC, which was my business and still is. And I've also worked in corporate. So I've seen what goes on both sides of the fence, and if you could see what I saw, you'd be shocked. Hmm. All vitamins are not, I repeat, are not created equal. Now, let's talk about vitamins, and let's do it in a nutshell because I could go on for hours on this.
We have 53 minutes, so give us
There are two types of vitamins. There are manufactured synthetic vitamins, and there are whole food vitamins. Actually, there's a third group, which is a combination of the two. Mm-hmm. A manufactured vitamin, how it works, let me give you an analogy. Let's say vitamin C, okay? With vitamin C, if you're buying whatever brand when you go out and you buy your vitamin C, okay, it's basically made, its sugars and alcohols combine in a certain way that they get ascorbic acid afterwards. And we all think, well, that's vitamin C. No, it's not. Ascorbic acid is one compound in vitamin C. Mm-hmm. Now, if you buy a whole food vitamin, it's literally taken out of a specific food. So let's say we use oranges to make vitamin C. Mm-hmm. Now, the difference between the two is the manufactured synthetic vitamin, you have ascorbic acid. So when you put it into your body, it's like a square peg going in a round hole. You put it in your body and the body says, I know that, but I'm not quite sure. It looks a little iffy. I don't know if I want to, you know, let that in. Because it's only ascorbic acid. When you take vitamin C from an orange, not only does it have ascorbic acid, but to date we know about 10,000 other phytonutrients that are in the orange. And they help with not only absorption, but what's even more important is utilization. Know those two words. You know, anything will absorb. You can spill bleach on your skin and that will absorb. But utilization is key here. When you put vitamin C from a whole food into your body, the body says, I know you. You're an orange. Mm-hmm. And everything about you is what I need. So it allows that vitamin C to cross through the cell walls and go into the middle of the cell, help it to function as it should, help it to reproduce it as it should. That's the way it should be. So if you're going to buy manufactured vitamins, you must eat foods with them. And I suggest that you eat lots of greens and lots of fruits because these are the other compounds that those isolated vitamins, like ascorbic acid or whatever you're taking, the vitamin Bs, the Ds, everything, if they're from synthetics, they must have food to go with them. Otherwise, you're basically just, when you go in the bathroom, there they go.
That's
so important. Now, unfortunately, there are also quality levels on the market today are terrible. Never waste your money in the big bargain stores. Even the supermarkets carry, you know, I mean, nowadays the advertising that companies spend. They'll spend $500 million to get you to buy their product.
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell it to you over and over and over again. After 300 times of hearing something, you start to believe it. This is what
That's the industry does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So don't believe it. What's out on the market, most of it is you might as well just light up, you know, take a match out and light up $15 every time you buy a bottle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
when you're buying the whole food vitamins and you're buying professional quality, which is all I recommend, all my family uses, you're going to get your money's worth. Your body's going to utilize it. Yes, it costs a little bit more, but it's the difference between buying a Saturn and a Mercedes, you know?
That's right. Exactly. And we have to understand that we are worth it. It's
absolutely
an investment. It is an investment in our lifestyle. Come on, guys. I want you to light up the phones. We only have 49 minutes remaining. The number to call is 646-915-8166. I want some calls coming from the chat room. Come on, guys. Get busy over there. Ask some questions. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And, of course, the medicine woman, you're going to get her information later. And she's open to consult with you. Everything she's talking about here, she'll be able to go more in depth with you when you consult with her. And you will get that information later. So grab your pads and pens so you can write that information down on our website so you can learn about how to begin to make the smartest choices for you and your family. Probiotic. Let's talk about probiotic.
Oh, boy, probiotics. You know, it's funny because, in the alternative world, and I used to teach at a university and also to doctors all over my territory, which was the northeast part of the United States. Mm-hmm. About probiotics. And back when they didn't know much about them, the general populace really didn't know about them. In a nutshell, what a probiotic is a plant-based yeast. And there are different ones for different types of animals. However, there are specific human strains of probiotics that reside naturally in our upper intestine, lower intestine, even a tiny bit in the stomach. And what they do is to help the body utilize food correctly. So if you don't have good probiotics in your system, say you're on a lot of medications, you have high stress, you're eating a lot of fatty foods, a lot of foods that are manufactured, you know, not whole foods, you're going to diminish the level of probiotics in your system. Now, imagine your intestines. It's a tube, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the tube has got a slimy layer on the inside. That's called the mucosal lining. And the mucosal lining helps protect the intestines because the next layer down, the lumen, is where a lot of stuff goes on. And then on the outside of the tube, little tiny veins and arteries attach to your intestines, and they're what take up the food.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have proper probiotics in your body, what happens is you can get something called leaky gut syndrome, which many, many Americans suffer from and don't even know they have it. And that's where, at a microscopic level, the gut wall starts to separate. The mucosal lining breaks down. The protective lining breaks down. So not only that's where the probiotics usually embed themselves and live and do their job, but now things like candida, staphylococcus, any of the other nasty bacteria, they can start to embed into the cell wall. Well, what happens then? It breaks down more, and the blood vessels on the other side of the wall of the intestine, they're absorbing all this. You literally can start to reabsorb fecal matter at a very, very, you know, very small particles.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're eating badly or you're taking medications or you're taking recreational drugs, whammo, you're going to absorb all of this nasty stuff right back up into your bloodstream, and it's heading right back for your organs.
Mm-hmm.
People who are lethargic, they can't lose weight. They just don't feel right all the time. They have a lot of stomach or intestinal pain. Almost always it's probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what I don't like about what's being promoted on television. Oh, take this probiotic, take that probiotic, it's great. Here we go again with mass marketing.
Mm-hmm.
What I use is a leveled system.
Mm-hmm.
Daphne, you might have suffered from irritable bowel syndrome and you've been really sick. So I'm going to use a product that specifically reloads your intestines to the point where it makes no more room and it heals the gut so that the bad bacteria can't embed itself.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else might be in great health. So I'm going to use a certain level and a certain bacteria with that person to maintain the gut health. Somebody else might have bleeding ulcerative colitis. Mm-hmm. Amongst other natural products that I'd use, I'm going to use a specific probiotic that takes down the swelling and the inflammation so that the tissue can heal itself, because all healing comes from within. We can
support it, but all healing
comes from within.
That's
so
right.
It's, again, important to understand the probiotics that you're using. The one-stop shop is garbage. You
That's
need
right.
to be on the right type for who you are as an individual.
And for what your needs are. So it's all with the education and our choices and the decision we make. It goes back. If you have a bad tooth, you're not going to go to a carpenter or a mechanic. You find the best dentist there is and the one that specializes in what your symptoms are. What's your take on colon irrigation?
Oh, boy. That's not my area of expertise, and I feel a couple ways about it. I think a lower colonic can help when somebody is really impacted or they've been very, very ill. I think the high colonics, boy, oh, boy, I personally wouldn't do a high colonic. To me, you're starting to really, really get up into the small intestine then, and who knows. You
right.
could be punctured. You could have polyps. You could have tumors you didn't know about. You could have anything going on. I think that's risky. So I
right.
think lower colonics are fine, and you must go to somebody who's certified and knows what they're
sure.
doing.
Oh, like, yes.
Can
yes.
you imagine somebody who isn't cleaning their instruments correctly or
they
isn't
have.
Using disposables instead? It could be very
right.
dangerous disease-wise.
They have certified colonic hygienists, so. Forever, as always, you got to research the professionals who you're working with and make sure they are not what we call quacks.
If you have listeners who are interested in that, I can on my website always give them the name of somebody in Connecticut who is top notch.
Yeah, I have my colonic therapist is in New York, and she is just fabulous at what she does.
Mm-hmm.
So, I strongly believe in seeking out. Don't do the one-stop shopping, and be sure you have the right questions that you're asking before you go to any expert or any specialist. Ask the right question. Have a series of questions that you ask so you can get the result that you deserve. We have 42 minutes and 24 seconds remaining. The number you can call to be part of the conversation is 646-915-8166. And come on, I need some more questions coming from the chat room, you guys. Come on. Now, one of the things I always hear people say that, I can't buy organic because organic is too expensive. And I said it is not as expensive as prescription drugs. You have a lifetime where you've been using organic and whole foods. And if you would give us a checklist of why we ought to focus on organic and whole foods, what would that list look like, Sharon?
Okay, I'd be glad to. First of all, we need to understand what organics is. Nowadays, the FDA a few years ago tried to get away with using human fecal matter and even industry waste on some of the huge agri companies, quote-unquote, organic foods. I tend to buy smaller companies when I can. I tend to buy local. I want to support my local farmers. Now, take, for example, tomatoes. Here's the difference between an organic tomato and a regular one. Regular tomatoes that you buy in the supermarket are spliced with flounder genes. That's right, actual flounder genes from the fish. Now, number one, what about a true vegan or somebody that has religious issues with that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the reason they do it is because they found out that splicing tomatoes with flounder genes created a longer shelf life, okay?
Mm.
Personally, I do not want to eat genetically modified organisms. There are some scientists now that are saying that these foods absolutely have the ability to alter our DNA. which means it's altering who we are on this planet and perhaps our offspring. So this goes on all the time. Right now, 84% of vegetables, meats, and fruits on the market can be and usually are these altered genetically modified foods, and they don't have to tell us. You know, you should watch the local, like, Food Safety Now and places like that, where they can tell you more about contacting your representative. They'll let you know when they're trying to sneak through these bills. So I find regular food nowadays to be not only not as tasty, but downright dangerous. I think the most important things are, again, I'm not a huge animal flesh eater. A little bit, yes, but not a lot. So I do buy organic chicken. Beef is, you know, almost a non-event for me, but if I were going to have it, I would buy organic. You must be getting the green leafy vegetables. And again, do you want them sprayed with herbicides, pesticides, and fungicides? There's a pesticide that they use on lettuce and on strawberries. When they tested on beagles, which is what they did, these poor little dogs, they tested it on them. The dogs went so insane, they smashed their heads up against the wall, the room they were in, until their heads cracked. And they spray this stuff into the soil, and then the plant takes it up systemically. So you can't wash this off. Why would you want to feed that to a young child who has the ability to take in four times more toxins than an adult and who's in their major development stages? So this is why I eat organic. Yes, it tastes better, but I have a right to live a healthy life. Nobody is going to poison me to support a big agri or chem company. So I would say your green leafies, or the ones to watch out for the worst, are peppers, strawberries, lettuce, beans. And again, if you're buying, they should be whole foods. Anytime you're buying a food that's in a can, it's already been cooked. Even the ones with the plastic linings, they, instead of oozing whatever the metal there, now they're oozing phthalates, which are carcinogens, into the food. You know, it's really, folks, whole food is the way to go. Yeah, it takes you a little longer to prepare, but I do things like my quinoa or my rice, whatever grain I'm having. I make enough for 4 or 5 days. It lasts in the fridge just fine. You know, if I'm making chicken, I make enough for 2 meals. I change things up with spices here and there. You know, listen, I've worked 2 jobs, raised a child on my own, and put myself back to school all at the same time. I did it. You know, it's just a case of what's important to you.
Your choices, decisions.
Smart choices, Dad.
How can we rightfully recognize or identify an organic produce?
Well, you have to be careful because... you know, there have been stores, there was one store in my area that was caught passing off regular peppers for organics. They were just doing it, and they got caught. Like I said, in season, buy local. Talk to your merchants. Go to the Saturday, you know, events where you can buy on the green or buy in the parking lot. It doesn't necessarily have to be certified organic. I mean, I know my growers around here. Some of them are organic. Some of them are still organic but not certified. I know the farmers. So if that's at all possible, do that. You can grow your own lettuces and tomatoes, even in flower pots on a deck. You know, grow some of the easier things yourself. Look for the stickers that say, you know, that they're organic. Try to buy foods that come from within our country. I mean, they're still using DDT in Mexico on food. You know, that has a half-life of 40 years. So it's important to try to buy American, look for the stickers, know your growers. I mean, I have, you know, a few specific companies I like to buy from if I'm buying frozen, which I do occasionally. But read up. Again, go to some of the food sites that are the pro-law, pro-food sites and start to learn more. You have to educate yourself.
Education. There are lots of communities that have these co-ops, and that is so good for a lot of people because it's like – They tend to hold their suppliers accountable. I know there is an organic farm here that I've been trying to become part of it for many years, and they have a long waiting list.
I know who you mean. Me too, and they're forever.
Oh, Have you been trying to get on that list too? I'm telling
you. But you know why, Daphne? Because they're so good. They mean what they say. They do what they say. You can trust them. Those are the type of places you have to look for. Plus, we're putting money back into our own communities. God forbid there's a meteor strike or a war. And, you know, it takes 3 days to totally empty out a grocery store, the mega stores. If the trucks can't roll, if there's no fuel, there's no food.
That's right.
So it's important to have... I think it's important to have dried foods put aside for things like that, which you can also get organic through organic companies. And I think it's really important to support local growers so that when those times come, if they come, God forbid, but if they do, you'll know who to go to, where to get your food. You know, you may even help them produce for a portion of your food at that time.
You know, I just enjoy the summertime because as I'm traveling, I can just be picking up stuff at the local stands and markets. And, you know, I just enjoy that going on the farm. And she said, oh, go cut your own a Brussels sprout. And it just takes me back to my childhood because my father was a farmer. And not until I became an adult that I realized my father was an organic farmer. He was not certified. But there was no manure and, I mean, no fertilizer, no pesticides or anything in Papa's plantation. And I said, wow, no wonder I have a solid base that can help me to really battle what I'm going through here. Because as I said, you rightfully said it, Sharon, that, you know, what we put in, it is so important, and we need to spend the time to educate ourselves. Come on, guys, call in 646-915-8166. Let us hear from you. Do you have any burning question? Yes, you do. Now you have Sharon Chatfield, the medicine woman, undivided attention. You can ask her any questions. You better take advantage of it. So call up 646-915-8166.
You know, Daphne, I think one of the most important things people can come away with is just educate yourself. And then if you have young children, educate them. It all starts in youth. And sure, they're going to have their lumps and their bumps because other kids will tease them about the things they're eating. But my son's a prime example. He's almost a 27-year-old man now. I'll get sick, and he'll come over to my house and say, well, Mom, why don't you just take this and that and this and that? He can point out all the herbs I need. He can tell me what foods to eat. You know, you think it doesn't stick, but it does.
But it does. It does. It's very, very important.
My son has in 27 years, he's had one ear infection and the flu once. That's it.
Beautiful, beautiful. You had touched briefly on aromatherapy. Let's revisit that and let's speak about some of the advantages in aromatherapy.
I think aromatherapy is something that in America is still grossly misunderstood. When you say the word aromatherapy, what do you think of? Typically candles, bubble bath, that kind of stuff, right? That is not what aromatherapy is. Aromatherapy are plant medicines, basically. A lot of them smell good. Some of them don't smell as, you know, nice as we'd like them to smell, but they have an effect on our glandular system. They have an effect on the lymphatic system. They actually, some of them, they're using in cancer cures now. They can be used for so many things. And what they are is typically steam distilled. There are many ways to do it, but steam distilling is the favorite way. Plant essences. So it's like a very compact medicine. All the wisdom that that plant holds, all the medicine that that plant holds winds up reduced. So a drop of this or two drops of that can be enough to affect a healing process. Unfortunately, like usual in America, a lot of people have jumped on the bandwagon, and 90% of what's out there for the public is absolute garbage. True essential oils are usually made, like the oils I buy have taken me years and years to find. I buy from small producers in southern Africa. I buy from producers in Morocco. I buy from producers in France. And they tend to be small family stills where, there's something called a gas chromatography. It's a test that's done. So a graph comes out with a bunch of, like a heartbeat, a bunch of points and, you know, going up and down. Mm-hmm. And if we take, say, lavender, we know the footprint of lavender. Any oil coming in to a person who's selling these to us, they can take a footprint of the lavender coming in and put it against the original to make sure it hasn't been adulterated. Adulteration mm-hmm. runs rampant. People do not understand it. It's a very, very in-depth field.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great to use, but really, if you're going to buy an essential oil and it doesn't and the price doesn't scare you, don't use it.
That's right. That means it's not good.
Yeah, the good stuff is expensive because
That's
of the
right.
way it's produced, because of how it's handled, and because of its efficacy. There are five or six different type of lavenders I can think of off the top of my head. Where topographically, in other words, the latitude it's grown at, how close to the sea it's grown at, how much moisture it's had, is it a clone? Is it an original true lavender? Is it something that's been stretched in a laboratory with other fake components that stretch it or make it cheaper? I mean, there's so much to know about aromatherapy. Mm-hmm. But it can be used, I think one of the best ways to use it is for spiritual and emotional use.
Mm-hmm.
When you are very down and out, it's kind of like for anybody who knows flower essences, you know, they kind of work the same way. They're not the same product, but the same way. It can be used to help lift emotional burdens.
Mm-hmm.
It can be used to change a mood. It can be used to add strength to the emotions. They can also, lavender's fabulous for burns. That's how they found out. Dr. Gatfoss had burned himself in a lab experiment, and the closest thing to him was a vat of lavender, and the skin was coming off his hand. He plunged his hand into this vat of lavender, and lo and behold, the next day it was already healing. So we use that for spider bites, insect bites, bee stings, and certainly sunburn, watered down and in a spray. Essential oils, when we say we're using them neat, that means directly out of the bottle. Some oils are so powerful, like some of the thymes. They're antiviral, antibacterial.
Mm-hmm.
For some people, if you put them straight on the skin, you can become highly allergic to them.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to be mixed in a carrier oil or a spray. You really need to know what you're doing with them. But the healing capacity of these things, I'm telling you, it's the love of my life. It just never ceases to amaze me.
Beautiful. We have 28 minutes remaining, so now I want to switch gears. I want to go into your role as a nutritionist. I want you to lay it out so that if people want to come to you to engage your service as a nutritionist, what are some of the insight you give to them on services that you provide them?
Okay, Daphne, I'm really not a nutritionist.
I'm sorry.
I do nutritional counseling as well.
Okay.
But my main love in life and my main venue is herbal medicine and aromatherapeutic medicine.
Okay, I have a call. Let us take this call. Please hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Caller, your last four digits are 7037. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, yes, my name is Veronica, and I'm calling from Waterbury.
Hi, Veronica. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
What's your question?
Well, I do have a question, but then I also wanted to make a comment because...
Yes, go ahead.
I am a client of Sharon's.
Ah,
and
wonderful.
She had recently, I have recently had an issue with... canker sore, and it was on my lip, and it was very embarrassing. And so I contacted her as to what I should use, and she had made me a vial of oil to put on the sore, and I've been plagued with these my entire life. I know it's a viral issue, and it doesn't happen all the time, but this time it was just especially bad. And within 24 hours that I put it on, it started to heal right away. It was
beautiful.
It was incredible.
Beautiful.
So I just had to tell that story because...
Thank you.
I've never, you know, used anything... or have been able to you know, help the situation.
Yes,
like
yes.
When I called her and when she had made me this formula for my lip. But my question is, I wanted to know.
Hold on. I want to say something before you go into your question. I want to thank you for doing that because people are always not very willing to give a verbal testimonial. And I want to thank you for calling into the World Wide Web and to just speak up on behalf of what she has done for you. I honor you for doing that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay,
yes, well, it's been an honor and a blessing to me, believe me, because that's an issue that's a little bit embarrassing. You know, it's something that I've had since I was a child, and, you know, I don't know why this happens, but,
thank God you're getting help now.
Yeah, it's very stressful. And so it's been just tremendous. So my question is, Sharon, what can you do to really boost your immune system? Are there just like a few specific things that you can do that would help somebody that has, you know, a viral issue, like getting these, you know, canker sores or whatever it might be for somebody that has a viral issue? Is there anything that you can do to boost the immune system?
Oh, well, thanks for calling in, Veronica.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, it all goes back to the gut again. Our intestines are literally, it's the largest organ of immunity in the body. And almost all folks who wind up getting sick a lot, it's the first place that they should attend to. Chances are you have leaky gut syndrome. You may have different types of, different types of bacteria that aren't so great and that are causing you problems. If the intestines can't work right, the immune system can't work right. So one of the first things I would do is want to speak with you, and we would put you on a protocol to strengthen the intestines, literally the small and the large intestines, so that you're not leaking any fecal matter, any bacteria, any toxins back into your bloodstream, any viruses, that kind of thing. We'd strengthen that organ, getting it functioning up to you know, the way it should be functioning. And from there, we would address then any certain issues like we have that have popped up since then. But it's important to just, like I said before, eat whole foods, stay away from the processed foods because they do, not only do they stress the whole digestive system, but they also tend to be foods that get very goppy and they can embed into little villi. It's like little pockets in the intestines and they can get hard like cement. So, you know, like I said, if the intestines aren't working right, you're just never going to really feel optimum. So I'd suggest that we work on that.
Okay.
All right.
And
great.
One last thing, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Can I ask about this? Just because you were talking about the gut. So do you recommend a cleanse? Do you recommend cleansing, like an intestinal cleanse?
I do recommend intestinal cleanse. But again, think of it this way. So many people run out and they buy a cleanse. And they say, oh, this is great. I'm going to clean out everything out. Well, if you have a gut that's not functioning properly to begin with, say your intestines, you have leaky gut, which is that microscopic separation, okay, where everything can leak back into the bloodstream, and you go and you cleanse your liver and you cleanse your intestines, where does all that go? It's dumped into the intestinal lining, into the intestines itself, and then that stuff can be absorbed back into the bloodstream. So cleanses should never, ever be done until you have a fully functioning, healthy intestine to begin with. That way, when you do the cleanse and you're dumping the xenobiotics and the other, things that you want to get rid of into the intestines, they'll then remove from the body.
All right. Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you.
Veronica, I'm going to ask you to please mark the show favorites so you can know who we are having on, and I hope you come back. And
I will.
Connect with me on Facebook and on Twitter and every place and spread the news. We still have 21 minutes remaining. So if you know some folks who may have questions, ask them to call in. And thank you for calling in.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Wonderful. I'm so honored that she took the time to call in. Sharon, let's talk about detox for the body, body detoxification.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you do? Do you detox?
Me personally?
Yes. And if so, are your clients?
Yes, I detox and I work with detoxification with my clients as well. Again, like I said, I think there's way too many subpar natural products available to people on the market. People don't know how to use them. They aren't great to begin with. Some of the detox products are even set up, I read the labels and I'm like, oh my God. Each cell in your body has a salt-potassium ratio, and there's a pump that keeps things right within each cell, so to speak. Some of these have potassium depleters in them. You know, it just amazes me, some of the junk on the market. So, yes, if a client is willing to work with me to make sure that their intestines are working well, then I'll work with them on detoxes. And there's really a couple ways to go. There's cellular detoxification, which means detoxifying the whole body. And then there's liver detoxifications. And I think both are good and necessary 2-3 times a year for anybody. It keeps you healthier. However, with things like a liver detox, again, you have to be careful. There's two pathways in the liver, phase 1 and phase 2. When you detox, what you're doing is you're removing things in the liver that are very toxic, okay, and then in phase 2, what it's doing is it's taking these xenobiotics and converting them into something less toxic for the body to eliminate. So it's very important to have a healthy gut, and it's very important to know what you're using and the right way to use it so that you detox correctly so that these nasties, so to speak, become more inert before you're dumping them back into your elimination system. So
all
I think
right.
It's great when it's done properly, but,
yes.
You know, again, always, always either educate yourself or work with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Knows what they're doing. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I want to thank you for coming on here and so eloquently investing in my listenership. What I want for you to do at this point, I want for you to tell people the services that you offer, how they can reach you, and after you do that, I want for you to summarize your dialogue this evening and choose a few high points that you want to leave the listeners with. We gave them a wealth of information here, but if they could not remember everything, I want for you to pick out the high points you would like them to focus on. So
okay.
Speak about your services, how they can get in touch with you, and then please do the summary.
Very good. Daphne, I can't thank you enough for having me. Anytime I have the chance to reach even one or two people and hopefully instill in them that there are healthful ways to live a healthy life, I'm grateful.
Thank you.
I am a board-certified aromatherapist, so I use medicinal aromatherapy as well as a certified medicinal herbalist, have been for many years. I'm a nutritional consultant, and I combine all of my knowledge to help each client depending on what it is that they need. What I want to do with people is educate them. Education is not power. The use of education is power. So I want to educate people to the point where they can then go out into the world and make right choices, make smart choices about their health care, whether it's spiritual, physical, whatever it is. Education is everything. I think that the things that I would like people to remember out of today is, again, education is everything. Take a look at your foods. Go to some of the food sites that are out there now that teach you more about organics and what they are. Pay attention to the bills that they're trying to sneak through on other bills in Congress to constantly degrade our foods in America. I want people to start eating more holistically if they can. Think about what you're putting in your mouth. Does this do your body any good? Doesn't mean you have to live on, you know, rice cakes and tofu. You can have yummy-tasting things too, but be mindful of how you eat. Your children are our next generation. Please be mindful of how you feed them and what you teach them. If you're having a problem, perhaps you might want to, instead of running for the next medication, working with someone, myself or someone like me, who can help you learn to take care at home for the simpler things, and learning when to go see a naturopath or a chiropractor or the other alternatives that are out there to help the body heal within. You can reach me by going to my website, which is www.aromatherapyandherbaltimes.com, or you can reach me at support@aromatherapyandherbaltimes.com. I do respond to everybody who gives me a heads up. And what I do is I work with people distance. Nowadays, basically, I thank God for Skype. For very simple issues, you have to fill out a big intake and all that kind of thing. I need to know who you are so that I can work with you as an individual. And for very simple things, we can work on the phone. If it involves a little more, I like people to come on Skype. I want to see you. So if you have any questions, if you want to know more about what we spoke about today, that's certainly fine. Just give me a shout-out.
Sharon.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned that you are a board-certified aromatherapist.
Mm-hmm.
Can you break down the services that you provide? Because I know that's a like an overarching umbrella.
Yeah.
So break it down for people.
Okay.
So they know if I'm going to call her, I'm calling her for my toenail or
okay.
my fingernail. You know, break it down. We have a few minutes remaining.
That would take me all night. So all I can say is
just
anything you can call me up with. If it's beyond my scope of care, I will refer you on to a professional or a way to find one. But, I mean, I help with everything from herpes to shingles to weight gain, to digestive issues. I excel at the digestive issue area. So people with IBD, IBS, Crohn's, bleeding, ulcerative colitis, that kind of thing. Just improving one's overall general health through a plan of better eating and the right herbs and aromatherapy to use. I can help people who are highly stressed. So many things. I mean, just about any issue that you can think of, please do call in and I'll let you know how I can serve you best.
Seeing that we have 13 minutes remaining, you throughout the conversation, you mention about your spiritual commitment and all of that. How much does spirituality play in what you do, in your everyday life and your professional life?
Well, for me personally, it's huge. I'm one of these people that I'm not exceedingly religious. I'm Christian, but I'm not exceedingly to one type of Christianity. To me, I'm a follower of the Word of Christ, which can mean many things to many people. I pray regularly. To me, prayer is like food or water. I think that, again, we're spiritual beings having a physical experience. So I think it's important to stay in contact with the inner self. I believe the inner self never lies, and one of my practices for myself is to learn to listen, because that soul, it's incapable of lying. But how often do we, when we get the little messages, we go, oh, no, and we go on and do what we want to do anyway instead of listening to the little message. So that's one of my lifetime goals, is learning to listen better and then be proactive when I get the messages that I need. So people know, I do have on my website a shopping cart area. You won't find a lot there. I have several dozen products out there. They're more basic products, and the reason I do that is they're safe for everybody. They're great for everybody. I really like the responsibility of knowing who someone is before I would put them on a major protocol just allow them to buy, you know, XYZ, because I carry professional products with professional power behind them.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, too, I'll do that for people. If they want to call up for a half-hour consultation because they just want to get their whole family set with the right vitamins and maybe some essential oils or the right herbals or seasonal products to use, that kind of thing, I'm more than happy to do that kind of a consultation as well. It doesn't have to be a hardcore, sickness.
I was about to ask you this question. Do you personally feel that if you were not this spiritually dedicated and devoted and committed, would you have pulled through your illnesses as well as you did?
Well, probably not. But to me, illness became a gift. You know, illnesses became a gift. Each time I was taken down, it was for a reason, you know. It taught me more and more. And I'm a Taurus. I'm here on the planet to serve. And it was, you know, I look at it that way. I think that's one of the reasons I am a survivor through several things, because I always look at it like, wow. I mean, after my car accident, a year later, I fell down my stairs, and I broke both feet. I had sprains and breaks in my feet so bad I couldn't even sit up for 2 months, and I couldn't get on a walker for the first 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I had a lot happen in a number of years, and every time, instead of going, boo-hoo, poor me, I would go, wow, major lesson. What is it I'm
missing?
That's
right. Exactly.
You know? And
exactly.
I think that's something people should always, always do. Nobody's picking on you. You're not the only one. There's stuff that goes on to people all over this world. It's like, what can you learn from this? And I think that in
that's
itself
right.
is a
that's
healing
right.
attitude.
That's powerful, because until we learn the lessons, we are going to keep getting the experiences.
Absolutely.
So I always tell people, why not just learn the lesson if you don't enjoy the experience, you know?
Exactly.
Learn the lesson so you can move on.
Yep.
Just learn the lesson so you can move on. Well,
that's
Sharon,
why it's important to be open to the message of spirit. You know,
yes,
it's always
yes.
there. It's in the corner of the back of your mind. You'll get the message
that's
you
right.
need. But so many times we don't listen. And that's
right.
That's the next experience.
That's right. Well, Sharon, I want to thank you so much for spending time with my listeners and investing. And I hope everyone is now totally equipped to go out there and make as many smart choices, not only for their lives, but also for the lives of the people they serve, their families, their loved ones, the communities that they lead. And I just want to congratulate you and encourage you to continue doing all the things that you are doing to enhance the lives of human beings. Because, you know, we have this life and we got to take care of it. We got to do the best. No matter how much it costs, know that this is the only life we have. And if we don't see it deserving of investing in, we are not making a smart choice. So again, I honor you for all that you do. I thank you for coming on here with my listeners. And we still have 8 minutes remaining. So all you guys in the chat room, this is your time if you have a question. I got to tell you all, Veronica saved you all because she called in. All of you sit down just listening and listening, but I still love you all. So listen, 2 more times this week I need to see you all here. Wednesday, we are doing number 3 in the series of The Millionaire Mindset. And this Wednesday, so far I have George C. Fraser, who is the networking guru and the founder of the Power Networking Conference and FraserNet. He is the number 1 networker around the world. And I'm waiting to confirm 2 more women. I'm still waiting on them. So far we have George. And then the following week, on the Millionaire's Mindset, I have Deborah Hardnett from Wealthy Sisters. And then the other week we have Mr. Millionaire Mindset expert himself, William R. Patterson out of D.C. So I tell you, we have a powerful lineup. We started off 2 weeks ago with Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, who is a business professor from Clark Atlanta University. And I tell you, he rocked the house out. The chat room was packed, online was packed, and the show is being downloaded like hotcakes. So I honor you, and I encourage you to come back for the 6-week series of The Millionaire Mindset. And on Monday the 29th at 7 p.m., I am having right back here on Blog Talk Radio. It's my 4-year anniversary celebration here. We are doing a virtual party, and we are also doing a virtual book launch party for my books on Amazon. So I need your support. I need your help. I am depending on you to put a warm breakfast in the mouths of those children at the Carmel Primary School. It takes less than $2 a day for me to feed breakfast to the children, and I have 100-plus students that I need to feed 5 days a week. So please, help me to feed these children. So I thank you. I honor you. We still have 5 minutes if you want to call in. I thank Veronica from calling in, for calling in. I thank my honored guest for sharing her skills, her talents, and her knowledge with us. For all the people in the chat room, I thank you for staying the course with us. And have a happy, peaceful, and holy Easter. And don't you forget the reason for the season of Easter. So again, know that you are called for a destiny. Remember that you only have one life and you must take care of it. I want to remind you, do not allow anyone or any situation to derail you off your destiny path. Stay the course, believe in yourself, and take care of the one temple that your Creator has trusted you with. So I see you again right here on Blog Talk Radio on Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, and again on Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, where we will be celebrating my being here on Blog Talk for 4 years and also launching of my books on Amazon. So again, I love you, and there is nothing you can do about that. Stay blessed.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this lady. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this lady. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations.